there is not a single company that cares about you as an individual. The goal of every company is to be profitable, and you are a business investment to help them achieve that goal. At any point when it feels like you are not a valuable investment anymore, you will be cut loose. Welcome to Trant. My name is Blossom Babalola. I am a software developer based in Abuja, Nigeria. On here, I talk about navigating my career in the tech industry. I bring you helpful tidbits, lessons, and interesting gist about the tech career. I also bring you chats with other developers or people who have careers in tech, Scrum Masters, UI UX developers, QA engineers, project managers, system designers, engineering managers, whatever it is, name them. Sometimes we also take a trio revising books, sometimes technical books, finance book, personal growth books, and technical concepts. This is your one-stop shop for anything tech really, and I am so glad to have you here. This episode is in light of the recent massive layoffs going on in the tech industry right now. But I'm not going to make too much. I'm not going to talk too much about the layoffs going on right now. I think that there are smarter people who have spoken about it. One of such is a pragmatic engineer. I follow his newsletter religiously. I'm going to link it somewhere in the description. You can go online. There are analyses. There are brilliant people who have written about the impact of this. But I want to say this. Tech, layoffs in tech does not mean that tech is going down anytime soon. It just means that the market is evening out. In the last couple of years, there has been such a massive hype about the tech industry. There's been massive hiring. We've been in a tech bubble, kind of, where everyone is going into tech somehow, low code, no code. There was this transitions going on, and like every market, everything we have to even out. You did economics, right, at some point? Maybe not in university, but we all did economics in high school. No graphs goes up for that long. The market has to even out some way or the other. And most of these layoffs that have been happening are happening in big tech, right? Because big techs have been known for mass hiring. And big techs are not even laying off because they are going under or losing money. They are actually just laying off people to keep money, kind of. It's a really weird situation. You need to read about it. But basically, it's not like, oh, tech is dying down, tech is no longer profitable, that's why they are laying off. No, they are not laying off because of that. If you can think of, oh, we overhired, now we don't need this much number, we just want to cut back and use this reasonable number of people, that's basically what's going on. So tech skills is still highly in demand, though right now, due to the layoffs, it's going to be even more competitive. But there are traditional companies that hiring, like banks need tech people, financial organization need tech people, e-commerce shops need tech people. It doesn't have to be big tech. There are still places that need tech people. Universities need tech people. So calm down. There are tech jobs. Tech is not going anywhere anytime soon. Yeah, that is that on that. But in light of layoffs, I want to talk about choosing yourself. There has been so many posts about how some people have been with some organizations for 20 years, 10 years, 12 years, and they were let go via email, or they just couldn't log into their systems anymore. Some even made crazy impact. I should have learned his name before recording this episode, but there was a guy I saw on Google. He built, was he the Fuchsia command line, if that rings a bell to you. He built crazy things, right? And he was with this company for about 20 years. And he was just let go. That's insane. That guy invested so much in that ecosystem. It's basically like, whoa, if you can let go of this person who is this good, what hope do the rest of us have? So I was like, let us talk about this. Let us talk about choosing yourself. Now, choosing yourself basically means that you know that you are a business investment to a company. it is impossible that you will work in a place and not get emotionally attached to your co-workers, the value. It is impossible. You are a human being, especially if the organization treats you well. You will get emotionally attached, which is a good thing. It is not a bad thing. No one is judging you for that. But you must put yourself first. You must consciously know that you are working for a company, and at the end of the day, you are a business investment. You are with the company because you provide value, and at any point no longer provide value, they will let you go. Or at any time the company no longer understands the value you provide, they will let you go. For instance, the guy that I saw his tweet that was at this company for 20 years and built insane products for them. Like, he pioneered a lot of products. They still let him go. It's like, okay, wasn't that guy valuable? Yes, he was, but the company no longer recognized his value. So you must know that regardless, no matter what you do, even if you smile at your boss, even if you are besties, you go on lunch together, you are still a business decision, and profits always come first. Stakeholders come first, investors, not you that are investments, but actual investors sponsoring the companies come first. So how can we safeguard against company betrayals? Let's call it that. How can you choose yourself? And I've come up with 3 actionable tips by which you can choose yourself. The first thing is to invest in yourself such that any company is begging to have you on board. They want to have you on board. You have presented so much value that they want to have you on board, or it is very difficult to let you go. Again, going back to this guy that I saw his tweet that worked 20 years, he wrote an entire thread of all that he did, and I am really going to try to find it. But in essence, he wrote what he did for this particular company in the last 20 years. While this company no longer recognizes his value and they've let him go, other companies are going to see this and rush at him because he has invested so much in himself, in his knowledge base, in his skills. He is a skilled person. If I had a company, I'm hiring that guy on the spot. No interviews, nothing needed. His communication was on spot. He had so many things going for himself. There were things that you had done. I could see it. So invest in yourself. Take ownerships of products and projects that you are currently building at your workplace. Skill up, upskill yourself. You do not just want to work at a company for however long, not really keeping track of what you are doing. I mean, if you need to know at every month, write things that you have achieved at this company. What the products you worked on, the feature you worked on, the bugs that you fixed, what impact did it have on the overall company? What business value did you give to the company? You need to know that for yourself so that in case of anything, you can speak up for yourself that this is what you have done. Invest in yourself. Expand your knowledge base. I really don't know how else I want to tell you to invest in yourself, but please invest in yourself. Don't just be stagnant, right? Oh, I got the job. The job pays well. They treat me well. I'm on a nice track for promotion and everything is nice and easy. I get performance review every night, and then track it yourself, right? Track what you are doing well. Write it down in a Google Docs. Be able to highlight what you are doing, right? If there is any problem that you solved, write it down. Okay, that's why you need to have career goals, and every month you are reviewing it. So what did I do this month? That did it add value to this company, right? And if you want to pitch yourself for a promotion, you can tell them, oh, I did this, it resulted in this. If you are let go or you want to move yourself, you can pick out things that you actually did, not at the end of the time that you need to look for a new role, you now dust out your resume, you're now thinking, oh, so what did I do? You already know, right? That is investing in yourself. 2, you want to become a brand or build a brand. And I know this has become so abused in the last couple of years, or last couple, I don't know, but it's just become like a thing. Everyone is like, oh, LinkedIn influencers, are they even coding at all? JavaScript developers are always online, are they even coding, and blah blah blah. Look, do your thing, but don't let anyone discourage you. Your name, as it is, whatever your name is, my name, Blozom Babalola, is my identity. And that identity basically doesn't mean anything. It's just a name. I have to give it meaning. I have to give it purpose. Whatever you think about when you think about Blozom Babalola is because I have attached that value to it, right? So when people think about your name, what comes to mind? Nothing. Who is that? What's that? Exactly. You need to be able to showcase your value and attach it to your name. So if you are building for your company and you're doing so many wonderful things, if you can find a way to also once in a while put out your works, it could be in any form really. You could record a podcast, you could have a YouTube channel, you could create a course on Udemy or any other educational platforms, you could write blogs, you could start a mentoring account. If you have sufficient time and sufficient expertise and it is your passion, you could have email newsletters, anything that documents your unique value and gives you an identity. Like whenever someone thinks about Danny Thompson, then you know that, oh, this guy on LinkedIn that helps developers utilize LinkedIn. When you think about Travis C. Media, you know, he's a YouTube guy that teaches us web development. You know, you want to package your unique value in a form that is tangible, like you can refer to it. Right, you did well at your work, you've measured your value, you are doing so well, you are improving the business overall. But if someone externally that did not work at your company wants to talk about you, there should be a way that they can pinpoint to something that is tangible that you have done. Right? Is it projects that you've built that just stand out, that is like, whoa, have you seen that guy that can make mad things with CSS transitions? Just build a brand around your name. If you have already invested in yourself, your skills, the next thing you want to do is build a brand around it. However you want. You don't have to be a LinkedIn influencer. Just make sure there's a way you are documenting your project. To be honest, the most conspicuous way to start is actually a blog, because a blog, it could go well, it could be quiet, it could explode, but somehow you don't have to really put yourself out there and it is just there doing its thing. So whenever you want to showcase your value, you can say, oh, I have a blog that reaches 1,000 people per month, but you're not really out there like a LinkedIn influencer. That's just something you can do. And in building a brand, there are so many ways that it could go right. For instance, from there, you could have a startup, you could start a business, you could sell a course, you could build games. Yeah, I just have so many ways that it can go so well. So it might be something for you to consider while safeguarding against companies just discarding you. It helps to just become that value yourself, right? Not just giving a value, but becoming the value. And finally, diversify your income. Regardless of how much you earn at your current place of work, it helps to have extra sources of income. Of course, I know you are investing. I know you have retirement funds, 401k, but you want to diversify your income. You want something that generates some kind of passive income. If you are building a brand, this is already a nice way to set yourself up for that. Yeah, if you also want to build a brand, you can still diversify your income. Creating a course on Udemy does not really require that you build a brand. As long as you have the required skill from step one, you can skip over step two, building a brand, and just go ahead and create a course. And that is a way of creating another source of income, or anything really. You want to have extra sources, you want to start a business, maybe not necessarily a startup, but a business. Maybe you want to sell phones. I don't know if that is your sort of thing. It could be anything. It doesn't have to be a startup where you are literally investing your entire life. It could be something small, something simple. It could be selling digital things on eBay, Amazon, right? So just want to create this extra source of income so that in case anything happened to a singular source of income, like your workplace for example, you have something else to cushion over. That is a way to choosing yourself and thinking about yourself. I hope you find this useful, and more than finding it useful, I hope you actually do something about it. I'll see you in the next episode. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. If you enjoyed this episode, please give it a rating on whatever platform you are listening on. This tells the algorithm that the podcast is useful and it recommends it to other people. You can reach out to me on any of my social media platforms. I'm Blossom Babalola everywhere. Or you can leave me a voice note. Anchor has this nice little feature, which I think is really cute. Thank you for those that have been taking advantage of it. Till the next episode. Bye.